so much from this cold height. The moon. Find a friend on the floor, and all I went and lived in my own hell.
not very painful. It's just about vegetable placement. And, but I remember, you know, there was a time when I was making a lot of decisions at a lot of clips about, you know, who to be with, about instruments, about where I was going to live, what I was going to do, if I could make a living at it. You know, there were a lot of hairpin turns and transitions and emotional things that accompany it. So I would talk to my friends and, you know, about it, and I would go to, you know, and write in my journal and stuff. And then things kind of slowed down a little, but I would have friends who were going through all this, and I was like, you just have to, you know, get out your journal, go to your therapist, talk through. It's not supposed to feel right, it's supposed to feel, you know, it's supposed to feel like your life is upside down. That's a good thing. And then just recently I had one of those weird hairpin turns, and it just felt horrible. And I just thought, I've been so glib, so polite in my advice to my friends to, you know, feel like they've been turned inside out. And so I actually had to, the journal didn't work. I had to work through a song. So I sort of, I think the title will show you that sort of talking off the ledge sort of mantra speak. It's called, It's All Right.
Never think to let it soar.
So I started to write back about the trees and the snow. And I saw a bird come say what it was, but I thought you'd know. You always surprise me.
Antecedents to that in terms of why we were testing about obedience. And
college, all I could think was, you know, I would never do that. That's all you can think is, would I do that? No, I wouldn't do that. Because, you know, I go to hippie school, and I chose that. I didn't choose this school. You know, I chose this school because women don't shave anything. For free. And they shave their heads. Years later, you know, there was a little thing that I read about at the time that I thought was interesting, which was that everyone who had been tested actually went on to they said that this really changed their lives. And you know, of course, when you're 18, you think, well, who cares? You shouldn't have done it to be human. And then as you get older, you realize that inevitably you do things that you regret, even when you're 18 later that year. So that became more interesting to me, and it became more interesting to me what it would must have been like to be living in New Haven and to go into those huge gates of Yale University to do this, and also to question how obedient you know we are in general. So anyway, when the questions changed, this song they sort of rippled out, and the song emerged in sort of a rock aria, I like to call it. Originally it appeared in a dream sung by Sean Colvin, but I took it.
Thank you.
We look up from our little easels and say, oh, look, it's an F-16. And there's a beautiful mountain across the river that you can't build on because it's called Target Hill. And actually one night it lightning struck and it blew up. So I was actually describing Target Hill to Yorma Kokanen once, and he said, "Oh, it's homework." I thought it's homework hill. So as students pull their poems and stuff. So anyway, but where we live, it's this lovely. You know, I thought, okay, I'm going to become a parent, and I know what's going to happen. I'm just going to feel very insular, and I'm going to sort of feel very fortressy and protective, and I'm a mom now and everything. But instead, a lot of people had kids at the same time, and they were like, "Whoa, we better grow a lot of tomatoes because we have these kids, and we better start making music, a lot of music." And I thought, and I just felt very blessed about that, and it almost seemed like we had all kind of come to our town together that we've been trying to find it. And I'm like, "Oh, that's the place." And actually, one of my neighbors used to live down the river from us, and he had a dream about where we live, and he came up and saw it. He's like, "Oh, here I am," and that's why he lives there. And actually told that story at a concert in our town, and another person came up to me and said, "You know, that's how I found myself here." So it's kind of dreamy, kind of earthy, and so I named this song sort of this mythical place after what my son would call a summer day. That's what he calls sunny days. He'd say, "Mom, go to sleep, close your eyes, and when you wake up, it will be a summer day." And so I thought that was where we could go to live. we are officially twittering. So if you have, I'm going to do a couple of solo songs. If you have an idea for the second one, it's at darwilliams.tour. And on every set list up here on the thing, it says, mention this. You know, my tour manager puts that on for me to remember to mention it. So I'm not the keeper of the tweet. Jordan is the keeper of the Twitter and the curler of the hair. And I was asked to do this song. Somebody sent down a note to request this this song for his mom who passed away. Her name is Dorothy. My real name is Dorothy, and she was 85. And so this is, of course, for you. This is called The One Who Knows.
Take my hand until that
because that's probably what you're more used to.
Thank you.
floods that happened in 1993 off the Mississippi and the Missouri rivers. And I just remember it was, you know, everything was flooding everywhere. And President Clinton and Vice President Gore went out to talk to everybody about it. And I was like, oh, Gore, you know, you're really on probation because you did the Macarena at the inauguration. Just, you know, play it cool, man. And he showed up in the best thing he could have. He was wearing a sort of plaid short sleeve shirt, like a button-up short sleeve plaid shirt. He just looked so like he loved science so much. And yet he had sort of bulging forearms. So it's like this muscular science guy must completely redeem himself. But anyway, I love rivers. I live on one. We don't dye it green ever. So anyway, I'm just trying to make up for other rivers. We don't have Mark Twain. We did have Henry Hudson come sailing on our river. I just gave it away. And he was so awful that they sent him adrift after he had gone up that river and come back. They let him go in the Arctic by himself. So that said, we do have a lot of nice painters and ceramicists who have since settled in the area and civilized it very nicely, I believe. And it's certainly wherever I belong.
Feel our lives, knowing the next scene arrives. So often we start in the middle and work our way out. Good as a grace, guide down if we're aches and toes. The New York Times or the New York Post. Then we take a ride through the valley of the shadow of doubt. But even for us,
someone else.
Esther, I feel a little worse than I did when we met. So when you find someone else, you can try again at my work next time. You look out of the kitchen window and you shake your head and say low. If I could believe that stuff, I'd say that woman has a halo. The beginning image of the song is a place called Mont Saint Michel. Do you know what that is? Did you take French class in seventh grade? Madame Salerno was so smart because it was all, you know, posters of Mont Saint Michel, which is this medieval village that's on a mountain, which goes up a mountain, and the Eiffel Tower, Tuileries, and pastry. That's all we talked about. We didn't know French. And then she brought some in.
Time.
know, I have a friend from Nebraska who came to college, and he lived in Lincoln, and one of his uncles said, "Are you going to go to Connecticut and eat a bagel?" So then I was at a coffee house in Lincoln about 8 years ago, and I ordered a a latte. I was like, "Can I get a half calf double shot latte, so skim latte?" And I turned, it was just a complicated thing, and I turned to the person behind me and I said, "I'm from New York." You know, this kind of like, "I know, you don't even know about bagels." And she gave me this look. And then she ordered some drink that was like a paragraph. So. That was fortunate. I took a science class once, and I learned something about science, that the orange part of the flame is not as hot as the blue part, and I was remembering that science in my brain, as a metaphor, of course, not for any applicable reason. I applied it to poetry, and and it was reminding me so much of some friends. One friend in particular who was near the end of her life. So I want to dedicate this to Rachel Bissix, a wonderful folk singer who had a wonderful life that came to a very certain point. We broke. Quite a venerable institution that everybody wants to have. Everybody says, well, we want to have something that's like, well, you know what, Chicago, Old Town School Music, it's like, you know, they built a new building, and they just said, Old Town School Music. So, you know, this has, there's a place in Philadelphia that SBN built, a radio station, and I believe it was very much inspired by this. And these become the center of communities, and I'm just so pleased to be a part of that world, you know, because this is a place where all the good gets better, and you have lots of tomatoes. I know about that. You have a few urban chicken coops, yes? That's a couple court fights away, but you'll have them. So anyway, I'm also a big fan of uncertainty. I used to love people who had all the answers, and then I found out they were bluffing anyway. So I thought, I'm just going to follow the rockers. The rockers are great because they've explored so much, mostly pharmaceutically. They're just happy to be alive. They respect the story. They're not really as concerned with the moral of the story as making sure that you just have your story. And so that's what I follow now. All right, thank you again.
Thank you. please request for this. I also today got a baritone ukulele from my 5-year-old son. What happens is he gets up there and he just smiles. A muscle. So, which is kind of cute, but you're kind of feeling his pain. So I'll let him get his chops, you know, and then we'll do a little jamming. This is called After All. Push it up, find out how much love the world can hold. Once upon a time, I had control and reined my soul in tight. Well, the whole truth is like the story of a wave unfurled. But I held deep in I'm